look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, we're back here at the Public House. We've got Giants baseball coming up today, and of course it is Arizona and the Giants. We've got Sean Anderson, his third major league start, going against Luke Weaver, who is one of the key pieces of the Paul Goldschmidt trade for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Time to talk a little ball with Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, it's going well. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing fine out here at the Public House. And, you know, baseball's a funny game. And I said this morning to Ron Wotus. And, you know, I've been doing this for years. Bruce, you've been covering it for so many years, as well as anyone has ever done it. But every day is another story. And I always say, what brings people to the ballpark? Well, it's like going to a movie or getting a book. You never know what that movie's going to have. You may be happy. You may be sad. You may cry. You may laugh. You may see a perfect game. You may see the best thing you've ever seen. And that's really what baseball's all about. And here we are. The Diamondbacks have crushed the Giants in two games. People are lined up. They can't wait to get into the park. And it's baseball.
Yeah, it's really been encouraging to see the crowd, you know, yesterday, and I guess it's going to be looking pretty good today. The weather's the weather's not great out here in Half Moon Bay, but it's been raining. But yeah, I mean, you know, when I covered baseball regularly in the 80s, I covered some really bad teams, some especially bad Oakland teams, but I never, you know, I wasn't really invested emotionally in the team, but more in the game and the job. And every single day I went to the park, I was excited because it was a ball game at hand. And the great thing about covering baseball is that there's a game virtually every day, and that's just always the way I felt about it, whether the team was going well or not. I just, you know, you never really know what you're going to see, and it's always going to be rewarding in one way or another.
Well, and I always think about, Bruce, like where we are in the country and how fans, maybe mindsets or perspective on the game have changed since winning the championships. I've been looking at this. If you've been following anything that's going on with the New York Mets and Brody Van Wagenen, and he's got Yoenis Cespedes breaking his ankles on his farm in Florida, and then he's the guy who negotiated the contract for him because he was his agent. He's got Cano not running out of the box. Every day there's a story, and this team, like in the Mets, they're just a game under 500, but they're blowing this thing up, acting like it's the worst team that's ever played the game of baseball.
Yeah, the manager's under fire, and Syndergaard's getting hammered, and somehow they're still...
They're in the Mets.
They're like 5.5 games out after, you know, one of the worst, you know, read the New York papers, they were a complete disaster and utterly hopeless, but yet there they are.
Kevin Kernan, who we love from the New York Post, America's most beloved sports writer, if you follow my Twitter, he tweeted today, says, I can't watch this anymore. And so Barry Bloom said, well, what are you going to do now? Of course, he didn't answer that. But the Mets have won 5 of 6. They've trailed in 5 of 6. And last night, Wilson Ramos hits 2 home runs. Nito hits a walk-off home run. And they become the first catchers to hit home runs in the same game for the Mets since Gary Carter and Ed Hearn in 1986. And that's what baseball's all about. I mean, and now everyone's excited about the Mets. They won 5 of 6, and today Wheeler is going against Turnbull for Detroit. And who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, whatever happened to Henry Rianza? Well, he's playing shortstop for the Twins, who are completely kicking butt. He got 3 for 4 yesterday with 4 RBIs. He's part of that juggernaut. And, it's just one great thing after another. This season in particular, there's so many good young players coming up, and it's just been very cool.
Well, the home runs are crazy. I mean, the Giants are going on the road. The Marlins all of a sudden hit home runs every day. Before that, they hit 12 homers in 30 games. And, you know, going into Miami, which is a pretty big park. Then next up, it's Baltimore. They've given up 113 homers. They're going to give up 350 homers, you know, for the year. It's going to be crazy. Then you go into with the Mets. But the Padres hit 7 home runs yesterday. The Philly game, I think there were 6 home runs in that game. The Reds and Cubs game. Bruce, the home run is the story of 2019, and I don't think it's going to stop.
No, it isn't. And looking on the very outside through heavy lenses, your Giants, where the leading guy, home run hitters have seven, that, you know, they're getting out-homered by the Twins on a single day. I mean, Gleyber Torres has 10 homers against the Orioles. Just that one team, he's got 10. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy. But is Yastrzemski in there today?
He's in there today. Mike.
Just sort of sticking on what we're talking about with the power numbers, and I want to ask just your opinion on whether or not you enjoy it, Bruce. I'm looking up and down the standings or the statistics. You do these sortable stats for Major League Baseball. You look at batting average. Throughout all of Major League Baseball right now, as of today, there are only 27 guys hitting over 300 in all of baseball.
Yeah, you know, I watch, I think we all watch Quick Pitch, the one-hour show on MLB Network in the evening where you get the highlights from all the games. It's great because they give you the live calls at the time. They don't put stupid music over it, and it's pretty compelling, but it's turned into just a home run show, and so many of these balls are not hit that well. They're hit off the wrong foot. They're golfed out of the park, you know, fly ball to right. You know, oh, my God, that's carrying. Look at this carry on this thing. You know, the ball is so obviously juiced that you're dreaming if you don't think it isn't, Kruko said on the air the other day. And I get a little weary of it. I mean, the home run is not a special thing by any means now. It's still really exciting. In the right context, it's great. And you know, some balls are really being launched by, you know, guys like Sano and Gallo and, you know, Hunter Pence, who has, I think, 10 already. It's lost a little bit of its meaning because it's just so common, and it doesn't take nearly as much to jack a ball out of, especially the bandbox yards around the bigs.
Jed Jerko, all right, the great name, great home run hitter. Three-run shot yesterday in St. Louis beat Atlanta. And that was the end of the Braves as Soroka pitched six great innings, which leads me to this. I was listening to Jim Bowden this morning coming in. And Adam and I talked about this a little bit with Mike Quadi, too. Bruce, these young pitchers are going to try to limit the innings. These are playoff teams that are going to have young pitchers, and this is the Strasburg syndrome all over again. This is going to be interesting to see how this works out at the end of the year and how many veteran pitchers are going to be on the market to sort of fortify these young kids who are going to be yanked off the market.
Yeah, the Padres are talking about shutting down Chris Paddock. They don't know how to do it because he's been so great, and he's rip-roaring ready to go. I mean, they're going to try to figure out a way to, so his innings don't jump up that dramatically from last year. But meanwhile, that could cost him a spot in the playoffs, you know, a wild card spot. And it's the whole era of protecting pitchers has really proven nothing. I mean, look at the A's. The A's are very careful about protecting their pitchers, as they all are. Meanwhile, all of their hot shots, Puck, Cotton, Manaea, Luzardo, they have a whole rotation of tremendous young pitchers that have arm problems. So what does it really give you? What have we really learned from all this protection? Not a damn thing.
You're right. I mean, I as a fan, I hate it. I can't imagine looking back at 2009 or 2010 and having the Giants say, you know, Tim Lincecum's not going to throw game one against the Braves because he threw 200 innings this year. He was the best pitcher in baseball. If you've got a chance, you may never. We saw the Cubs go 100-plus years and not win a World Series. We see the Nationals shut down Steven Strasburg in a year where they might have made a run at a World Series if they let him go. I'll never understand shutting a guy down to be successful maybe in the future when you might have a go at it this year.
Unbelievable. I mean, the whole history of baseball has been the flip side where when you have a chance, you go for it. If you need to throw a guy on 2 days rest, you're going to do it. And there's been a lot of great stories in that regard. It's just a whole new era, and it's wholly unsatisfying. It was, it'd be one thing if we were entering this great new era of health and no more Tommy John surgeries, and they've really figured it out, but they haven't even got to square one yet.
Boy, interesting. All right, let's jump away for a second. Toronto and the Warriors, what did you think of that?
Well, that was a heck of a game last night. which I wrote a little bit for the Chronicle this morning. But, you know, Toronto's a great story. I mean, they got beat by basically by LeBron James the last 3 years in the playoffs, where he just sort of took command of the proceedings and all the Toronto guys looked like irrelevant. But they get Kawhi Leonard, confidence builds, they change coaches, and here they are, the first NBA Finals in Canada, which is a great, great thing. I spent a lot of time for baseball up there, and I love the town. It's a great place for any Warriors fans are going to go up there for that, are going to really enjoy it if they've never been to Toronto. But, I think it's great. It's a shame that Milwaukee didn't sustain what they had going, but I think this makes for a pretty compelling theater.
Did you see how many people were hanging around in this Jurassic Park outside the place? I mean, it looked like the Rose Bowl 10 times over.
Yeah, they chased all the dinosaurs out of there, and it's become a pretty good place.
It was. I couldn't believe it. I said, yeah. Boy, this is a big deal for Toronto. I know the Warriors will win, and they should. But, boy, they're going into a hornet's nest of people, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's terrific. I mean, you know, you always think of Toronto as a hockey town, and it was not a great basketball town for a lot of years just because of the unfamiliar of it all, but that's really changed. It's a great fan base, and they're totally stoked, and they're finally getting into the finals, and they're, you know, you can imagine how excited they are.
Bruce, those poor Vancouver Grizzlies fans that thought they were going to be the first ones to host a finals in Canada, and it's they're down in Memphis now, and they're gone.
Yeah, they fell just short, didn't they? Boy, that was agonizing.
Well, Barkley picked Toronto, so that's the best thing that can happen to the
Warriors. Oh, yeah, he'll always pick against the Warriors no matter what. Yeah.
All right, last thing, no Memorial Day for us tomorrow, at least for baseball. The Cardinals are off on Memorial Day, a traditional St. Louis town, and they said, well, it's okay because the Blues are playing the Bruins tomorrow. And it's the first time the Blues are back in the finals since they expanded from six teams to 12. And they let the winner of that second division go right into the Stanley Cup Finals, and it was the Bruins and the Blues.
Yeah, wasn't that the great Bobby Orr, classic Bobby Orr moment, one of the greatest moments in the history of hockey?
Yeah.
But everybody should be playing on Memorial Day, Marty. That's just the way it is. Everybody.
Right.
No. Yeah,
4th
right.
of July, too, and the Giants are off 4th of July.
Yeah,
well,
because
exactly.
it gives you a minute to just take a minute from your busy lives to think about Memorial Day and what it really means, and we could do it at a baseball game. So it should.
Yeah.
I agree with you. All right, have a great afternoon. What's up with you today?
Well, my daughter's down from Oregon to spend the weekend with us. She's a sophomore up there in Eugene, and it's great to see her. All her friends are hanging around the house like the old days, and we're trying to squeeze in watching the events when I can. But there's no NBA today, so I'll catch up to the A's and the Giants when it's convenient, and all good.
Oh, good. All right, have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you then.
All right, thanks, Bruce. Boy, the best. All right, more coming up right here on the Sports Leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.